I'm Scott Schober, author of Hacked Again. Welcome to this week's Ransomware Minute, a rundown of the latest ransomware attacks and news brought to you by CyberArk, the global leader in identity security and access solutions. Visit CyberArk.com to learn more. The Conti Ransomware Group suffered an embarrassing data breach after a security firm identified the IP address of one of its most sensitive servers, gaining console access to the affected system for over a month. The exposed server, called a payment portal or recovery site, is where victims were directed to negotiate ransomware payments. It has since been taken offline as Conti searches for a new host. Cryptocurrency exchange BTC Alpha was hit by LockBit ransomware operators who claim to have encrypted the company's data. Founder Vitaly Bodnar alleged the breach was the work of competing crypto firm, though BTC has yet to issue a public statement. LockBit is threatening to release the stolen information if a ransom is not paid. Hefty payouts for a ransomware attacks are scaring away insurers across the U.S. and Europe, following AIG's announcement that it would be cutting cyber limits. Lloyd's of London, which is around a fifth of the global cyber market, discouraged its 100-odd syndicated members from taking on cyber business next year. According to insurance broker Marsh, premium rates for cyber coverage are skyrocketing globally due to the surging number of severe ransomware attacks. Highly sensitive medical records, including details of abortions, HIV tests, and mental health issues, were leaked on the dark web after Storofile, a UK-based data storage company serving GP practices, NHS hospital trusts, and law firms, refused to pay a 3 million euro Bitcoin ransom to Russian hackers. An investigation into the full extent of the breach is underway. For more details on these ransomware attacks and others, go to ransomwareminute.com. A new Ransomware Minute airs weekly, brought to you by CyberArk, the global leader in identity security and access solutions. Visit CyberArk.com to learn more.